Don't let fear trick you. Don't let fear trick you. Don't let fear trick you. Courage is in your heart. When he was a child, Greyfeather lived with women. The birds kept him company and sang to him while he helped tend the three sisters, the corn, squash, and beans the Cherokee ate. Brother Owl kept him company at night. In the warm months, Greyfeather and his family lived in a rectangular house made from cane poles with a tree bark roof. But when winter came, they moved into a warmer, cone-shaped house with thick mud walls. In the fall, they would harvest the three sisters, the corn, squash, and beans, and bury them in holes in the ground. When the cold winds of winter blew outside the hut, Greyfeather's mother rolled him up in a bearskin, like a snowball, to keep him warm. In the evenings, by the light of the fire, the elders taught Greyfeather the law of the Cherokee. First, and most important, always thank the Great Spirit for all he has given you. The sun, the sky, the water, the land, and all the animals. Honor your elders. Do not cheat or steal or hurt another. And if you take something from another, you must repay your debt. Never kill an animal without thanking it for the gift of its life. And never kill more than you need for food. Like a water lily planted by the river, these laws grew in Greyfeather's heart until one day, it was time for Greyfeather to be a man. Both the White Chief, who ruled the tribe in times of peace, and the Red Chief, who ruled in times of war, agreed Greyfeather was old enough to become a warrior. They took him from his mother so that he could live with the men. And at first, he was afraid. But the Red Chief taught Greyfeather that fear will trick you. The chief said all men have fear, but a warrior must face his fear to find his courage. Don't let fear trick you. Don't let fear trick you. Don't let fear trick you. Courage is in your heart.